It's a joy to be here this morning. Another opportunity to stand here at Mountain View. I appreciate you and the congregation. And I was sitting there thinking that the older kids, maybe I didn't want to get up. Maybe they felt like their time has ended as maybe a child. But I'll be honest with you, them younger ones look up to you. And when you get one of your own, and you realize it more how much that you looked up to the ones that were before you. And I'll be honest with you, I appreciate it. I'm still young, and I don't count myself old by no means, but I'll be honest with you, she needs the younger ones or the older ones, and one day some one little ones are going to need her this morning, and I appreciate it. I really do. And I thought there sitting how many times that I looked up to the older ones that were before me, and how much I still look up to the elders of the church and how much they mean to me. You'll never, you get one of your own, or you get where you get a little older, you'll realize how much the older ones mean to you. You may think right now that you got life by the tail, and you may think that you just got it all figured out, but you let life come your way, and you let the trials of life and the waves just come your way, and see how much you depend upon the older ones this morning, upon the ones that's been through it before. And I'm thankful this morning that I'm in a knowing way that this thing's been tried down through time, and it's been proven this morning. And I'm thankful this morning that we're not still trying things out this morning, that we know what we got this morning. I didn't get born again and just try things out and try this way or try that way, but I got born again and my feet got set upon a path this morning, and I knew what I had, maybe not so much when I first got born again, but as they talked about in Sunday school, slowly but surely my eyes began to be revealed to some things, and I realized just what I had this morning. And the kids maybe didn't understand so much what they were singing about, but I'm thankful that I can rejoice knowing that they're the church of today this morning, that we don't have to worry and talk about the things of the past and how good those services were, but I'm thankful we can grab a hold of it today and talk about how good today was this evening or this morning. I appreciate another opportunity to be here. Let me try to settle down for just a minute. And I got a strange thought this morning, and it come to me, I guess, back during Stoner's revival, and I ain't been able to stand on it, but you just bear with us, and we got a couple places we'll read. Over in the 37th chapter, I believe it is, of Genesis, and we'll read there, and then we'll read in the 2 Kings, and I believe it's the 6th chapter there, and we'll read a couple verses, and it's very, very familiar scripture, been preached on several times, but you just bear with us this morning, and we'll try to give you what the Lord's given us. And but in the 37th chapter of the book of Genesis, we'll start reading about the 13th verse, and it says, "And Israel said unto Joseph, do not thy brethren feed the flock in Shechem, and come, and I will send thee unto them. And he said to him, here am I. And he said unto him, go, I pray thee, see whether it be well with thy brethren and well with the flocks, and bring me word again. So he sent him out of the vale of Hebron, and he came to Shechem. And a certain man found him, and behold, he was wandering in the field. And the man asked him, saying, what seekest thou? And he said, I seek my brethren. Tell me, I pray thee, where they feed their flock, or where they feed their flocks. And the man said, they are departed hence, for I heard them say, let us go to Dothan. And Joseph went after his brethren and found them in Dothan. And he went, and when they saw him afar off, before he came near unto them, they conspired against him to slay him. him. And they said one to another, behold, this dreamer cometh. Come now, therefore, and let us slay him and cast him into some pit, and we will say some evil beast had devoured him, and we shall see what will become of him. And Reuben heard it and delivered him out of their hands and said, let us not kill him. And Reuben said unto them, shed no blood, but cast him into this pit that is in the wilderness, and lay no hand upon him, that he might rid him out of their hands to deliver him to his father again. And you know the story there, that they sold him off to the Ishmaelites. And but you turn with us in the sixth chapter of the book of 2 Kings, and we'll read a little bit there, and we'll give you our thought that's upon our heart. And starting there in the 13th verse, and he said, it says, and he said, go and spy where he is, and I may send and fetch him. And it was told him, saying, behold, he is in Dothan. Therefore sent he thither horses and chariots and a great host, and they came by night and compassed the city about. And when the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, a host compassed the city, both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, alas, my master, how shall we do? And he answered, fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. And when they came down to him, Elisha prayed unto the Lord and said, smite this people, I pray thee, with blindness. And he smote them with blindness according to the word of Elisha. And that is about all we feel like reading this morning. But you just pray for just a minute. And I honestly don't feel like we'll keep you very long. And I honestly didn't know that it was, I guess, Young People's Day or anything like that. I didn't bring nothing new or nothing special for you young ones this morning. But I just brought you what the Lord brought us. That sitting there at the bench at Stoner's during revival. And I don't know. You bear with us for just a minute. And we'll try to give you the thought that's upon our heart. But the closest thing we got is that there's joy in Dothan this morning. And that's all we got this morning. I don't know what we'll say or do this morning. But I thought about how many times, and I guess in the scripture, the best that I know, there's about two, maybe three places that it mentions Dothan there. The first one there I read to you in Genesis about Joseph there going to check on his brethren. And they sought to kill him this morning, but his older brother, Reuben there, said, deliver him out of thy hands this morning, and that they sold him off. And you know the story, but you bear with us for just a minute. They sold him off there. Joseph went down into Egypt there, and it can't seem like that it was all crumbling down around him there this morning, and that old Potiphar's wife in there told a tale on him. He got thrown there in the dungeon there in jail this morning. But later on, you bear with me for just a minute. I'm just going to try to lay some groundwork for just a little bit, if you'd bear with me this morning. But I thought about there, and Joseph started out, went to just do what his father asked him to do this morning, and he ended up down in the prison this morning. But the Lord brought him up there to make him an heir to there in Egypt. Later on, his brothers come by and needed Joseph's help this morning. And you read over there in 2 Kings, the little lad or whatever you want to call him, the servant there, looked like there was all crumbling around him. There was chariots and horses all around. But old Elisha prayed, Lord, just open his eyes that he might see this evening that there's joy in Dothan this morning. You may be sitting there wondering, well, how am I going to get out of here? The Lord's brought me me here, and I felt like I'm just all alone this morning, but you hold on this morning, because there's joy in the journey this morning. There's joy knowing that the Lord's with you, and that the Lord will bring you out of every situation that you're in this morning. There's joy this morning down in Dothan. I've been there before. I've been in Dothan. You say, well, you acting like it's Florida bar. No, I'm not. But I'm just being honest with you this morning. The Lord showed me that I've been in Dothan a few times, and I felt like everything had just, I felt like they threw me in a pit and left me to die this morning. But I'll be honest with you, I found out real quick that there was some joy in being down in the lowest part of my life. There was some joy coming from it this morning. Yeah, there was. I'll be honest with you, I don't know why I'm saying this, but you bear with me for just a minute. Me and my wife found out we were expecting another one, and it wasn't too much longer, they told us, that she might have a few birth defects this morning through some blood work. It troubled my wife, but I'll be honest with you this morning, I felt like I was down in Dothan, driving home from work. I left work early, driving down the road. I just felt like I was all alone. I thought, why, Lord? Why me? Why me? And I've told it before if you've heard me, but I'll be honest with you. I was sitting there having a pity party for myself, and the Lord come by my way and said, why not you, son? Why not you? So you know what I did? I found out real quick that there was some joy down in Dothan this morning. If I just look for it this morning, some things may come our way, and we don't understand why, and we may not see the picture right now, but you hold on a little while. The Lord will reveal some things unto you. The Lord will show you exactly where you need to go. The Lord will show you exactly why things are the way they are this morning. But don't lose hope in the Lord. You just hold on this morning. If I maybe had some advice for you, ones that may be graduating, going off out into the real world, maybe going to get a job, maybe going to college, don't let the world grab you by the tail and try to shake you for everything you're worth. You just hold on. You stand your ground for the Lord, no matter how hard it is. This morning, I'll be honest with you. They'll have some joy. You'll find out that there's some joy in the journey this morning. I'll be honest with you this morning. I don't know. Maybe I ain't. I say it all the time. I ain't the best preacher there is. And I ain't got it figured out, and I hope I never do this morning. But I'll be honest with you. I enjoy trying. I enjoy when the Lord comes by my way and I can get old Abram out of the way and shed this flesh that I might be able to get over into His hands. Can I tell you this? This message may just be for me to let me know that there's some joy right where I'm at. That's what I'm trying to tell you this morning. When I say that there's joy in Dothan, I look around. Ain't everybody in the same aspects in their life? We ain't all on the mountaintop, and we ain't all in the valley this morning. But there is joy knowing that the Lord's with you no matter where you're at this morning. I know maybe this ain't no shouting message this morning, but as, I guess Randy said it one time when he was preaching that there's honey in every message that's given by the Lord. It's just up to you whether you're going to find it or not this morning. So you may be battling a battle you've never had to battle before. There's joy in it, my friend. There's joy knowing that the Lord's with you. Yeah, there is. I could shout. I know it. That all my hope is in the Lord this morning. He's my all in all. He's the lily of the valley this morning and the bright morning star. All in one this morning. But I'm thankful this morning that I had some that prayed for me like Elisha prayed for the servant. Lord, just open his eyes this morning. You lost here and undone this morning. That's what the church is doing. Lord, just save them this morning. Lord, just show them this morning. Show them right where they're at this morning. I told you before, before I started preaching, I'm thankful for the elders this morning. I really am. I am. I'm thankful that I had some ones that prayed for me this morning. I thought about you had three little ones, probably from different age groups. You had the baby sitting here. You had maybe the 3-4 year olds here. Maybe the ones in middle school standing about right here. And you had the older ones standing about right here. Mountain View, you ought to be excited this morning and be thankful that they had mamas and daddies that brought them to church and continue to bring them to church. Without the younger ones, the church will perish this morning. But it takes the old and the young this morning that we might all realize that we all have to work together to accomplish the things of the Lord this morning. But I'm still telling you, there's joy down in Dothan. There is. I don't know. This morning, I feel like I can't get it out the way the Lord showed me. But that'll be all right too. This morning, I ain't worried about that. If I do my part in the Lord, I know that that He'll be satisfied with me this morning. But you just keep praying, church, for just a minute. I feel like I'm about done, and I'll wrap things up here in just a minute. But I'll be honest with you this morning. I'm thankful that every now and then we all play pity parties on ourselves. We all get down. Lord, Lord, why? Why? But you know what? I appreciate the church. And I'm not talking about Mountain View. I know. But I'm talking about the mother church this morning. I am. You know why? Because she's always there. When we're hurting, she's there to cry to us this morning. You know what happens when my daughter gets hurt or sick? She runs to her mama. She wants her mama to cuddle her. She wants her mama to love on her. At night when we're going to bed, she wants her mama to hold her. Why is that? Because she feels comfort. She feels safe this morning. That's how we should feel, church, knowing that the mother loves us and we got a father above that sent the best he had for mine and your sins this morning. Hey, son, father, let this cup pass from me. But if not, let thy will be done this morning. You know what? This morning, can I say this? This morning, I want the men out there that were fishing that hadn't caught anything. I had told all night long. I felt like they were doing it for no reason. I couldn't do anything. And the Lord told them, or Jesus spoke from the sea. I told them to cast their nets on the other side. You know what they found out? That there was some joy down in Dothan this morning. If they would just follow and listen to the Lord this morning. I'll be honest with you. It ain't always been easy. And I'll tell you this, that I ain't always done what I needed to do for the Lord. And anybody that says they had, well, I just have to believe you. I ain't going to call you a liar. But I'll just have to believe you. this morning, but I can tell you my life's been full of up and downs. And sometimes it's hard to find joy in the journey. It really is. But you know what? Every time the Lord comes by my way and He'll whisper something maybe during while I'm driving down the road or maybe while I'm sitting in the church house feeling sorry for myself, the Lord will whisper something to me. And it'll get my attention and let me know that there's still joy in the journey this morning. Yeah, there is. But it's up to you to find it. You know what? Joseph could have went down there and just thought, I'm not going to tell any more dreams. Every time I do, I get in trouble this morning. You know what? That's a lot of what Christians do today. You know what? Nobody. You know what? Let me just say this this morning. I ain't ever had nobody saved while I've been preaching. And that ain't why I do it anyways. But you know, if it was, I'd have sat down a long time ago and told the Lord, you know what? I ain't doing it. I ain't doing it no more. I'm not doing it no more this morning. But you know, that ain't why I do it this morning. I do it because the Lord called me. And that's my duty. It's for the church this morning. What's yours this morning? What's your duty? Have you found out this morning? Have you found out what you're supposed to do inside the church this morning? We're all the body. Jesus Christ the head this morning. But it's about time that we get in there and start all working together. And one, when one's low, pick them up. Don't just kick dirt on them when they're down and walk by them and say, well, he should have done better. Shame on you this morning. Because when you're in the valley, you're going to want somebody to be there for you this morning. Yeah, you are. Yeah, you are this morning. But I'll tell you, there's joy in where you're at. You may be climbing the mountain. You may not be there yet, but there's joy in the climb this morning. Yeah, there is. So you say, well, that's a lot of work. There's joy in the work this morning. Ask a farmer that goes out and starts to plant, or a gardener when they start to bud up. You know what? You go up there and start asking them about the garden. They'll start telling you about it. Yeah, it took me this long to plow. It took me this long. This is what I got coming up. That's what in this row. You know why? Because they're proud of it this morning. They're proud in their work this morning. So if you're climbing, keep climbing. If you're on the hilltop, keep singing this morning. If you're in the valley, keep walking this morning, because there's joy in every bit of it this morning. I'll say this. It says, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, it doesn't say nothing about stopping this morning. It don't. It didn't say he was running either this morning, but he was just walking. Sometimes we like to run ahead of the Lord this morning when we should be walking. And sometimes we're walking when the Lord asks us to run this morning. Just be as a child and be willing to do what the Lord had you to do this morning. She didn't come up here this morning, but you, my daughter, every time we about get in church house, I want to sing. I want to sing. I want to sing. We were at Moss Memorial. They had the kids sing. She ran from the back all the way to the front. I'm going to sing. Yeah, it was a little laughter. But you know what? It made me rejoice on the inside this morning. She ain't singing no country song. And she definitely ain't singing nothing else other than gospel. And I'm not tooting my horn. But I'm telling you what the Lord's allowed me to do through her this morning. This morning. You young ones, you'll get there. You'll get there. The Lord lets you. You grow up. Start a family of your own. Remember where your roots come from this morning. This church done you good. And it'll do your children good too. This morning it will. We got a lot of people that were raised up a certain way. And they try to go get something else for their kids. Knowing good and well it done them good this morning. Yeah, it did. There was a lot of joy in doing it this morning. And I appreciate that you, that Mountain View's always been so welcoming to us. This morning, I guess I've come here a lot when I was little and growing up and everything else. But I appreciate that Mountain View has always been so welcoming. But you know what? Most of all, every time I've come through them church doors, there's always been little ones and young ones that's filled the pews this morning. We got a lot of churches that's lost sight of the Lord this morning. You say, well, you shouldn't say that. It's the truth this morning. We got a lot of people today that are just trying to fill a building and call it a church this morning. But that ain't the way it is. There's no joy in it this morning. I find joy in coming to church. You say, well, why is that? You know, sometimes, can I say this, and I'll be done. Sometimes when I come to church, I get whipped up one side and down the other. But you know what? When I leave, I found out there was a lot of joy in that message this morning because it made me realize exactly where I was this morning. I just realized that where you're at, there's joy in it this morning. I appreciate Mountain View. I appreciate the service this morning. I really do. I appreciate what the brother said about getting back to normal. Boy, it feels good. You know what he said? He said he was just glad he could bring his daughter to Sunday school. Woo! Thank you, Lord, this morning. That's my heart's desire. It's to keep my kids inside the church house this morning that they might realize that it wasn't in mommy and daddy, but it was in the Lord Jesus Christ, and that's where all their hope's at this morning. But I appreciate you allowing me to come this way. I love you this morning. I really do. But I feel like I'm about done. You can come get a verse of some song. But this morning, if there ain't no joy in your life, there can be. Brother Johnny Beeson said that a long time ago when he was in school. You've probably heard it 100 times, but I'm going to tell it to you again. This morning, a bunch of kids asked him what he does for fun. And he said, I traded fun for joy a long time ago. Thanks be unto God, so did I. There's a lot of things I like to do this morning, but they don't bring me a whole lot of joy. But you know what brings me joy? Coming to church, reading my Bible, praying, just having the Lord with me each and every day brings me joy this morning. Yeah, it does. I'll ask you this morning, I don't know where you're at. I don't know what your heart needs, but you need to pray. You come pray this morning. You find that joy. You need to pray there. You pray there. You need to come up here. Come on. A lot of people say the altar's always open. That's right. It's open any time of the day this morning, because it ain't in the wood benches right here. It's where the Lord tells you to bow and where you get your heart right this morning. That's where your altar's at this morning. Ask them. Ask them. My grandfather, my papa, preached a message one time about a man getting saved in a briar patch this morning. Don't tell me that it can't be done this morning. Yeah, there's joy in the briars. Yeah, there is. Go on, Randy. I appreciate being here.